This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER-room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping our country rolling along. And by that I mean the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. I also mean the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail center drivers out there, hauling the mail from bulk mail centers to the post office and beyond, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget our Amazon drivers, too. We have a lot of Amazon drivers and Amazon warehouse people that are listening to us right now, and we thank them for doing that. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. That's how you find us over there, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. One more time, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, IA, it's the one and only, the professor of politics. Get ready. Here it comes, Kyle Warren.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
They're a stalwart group of people. They don't want to go anywhere. It's still 61 degrees, and they want to be out there to applaud you because they know you're on the air.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yep, they appreciate it. See? All right, now you hear them, now you don't. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And the left, the progressive left, the far left, the nutsos, whatever the hell you want to call them, they want you to forget all about that, don't they, Kyle?
Well, of course, it's the underpinning of our not only of our country but of our society and most of the modern world, and yet here we are.
Right. And ladies and gentlemen, a program reminder for those of you that can stick around, that listen to us all night because you're out on the road or whatever the deal is, at 4:30 my time. That's an hour and 50 minutes from right now, right? Or wait a minute, an hour and 40 minutes from right now. All right. I'm going to have Tom Steffens, United States Navy Rear Admiral. He served over a span of five different decades from 1969 to 2003. He participated in the transformation of the Navy SEALs from jungle fighters to global scouts to today's leaders in the fight against worldwide terrorism. He also served as the director of SEAL training and was the founding director of the Navy SEAL Center for Excellence. I can't wait to talk to him at 4:30. What a treat that's going to be.
Absolutely. It's going to be very interesting.
Yep. Now, we are, and the reason I mention that is because of where I'm going next, and we have to honor a hero because something strange happened. They don't know what yet, but the commanding officer of the Navy SEAL Team Number 1, Commander Robert Ramirez III, was found dead in his home in San Diego County in California. As of the moment, foul play is not suspected in Ramirez's death, which is still being investigated by the San Diego Police, Naval Special Warfare Command, and others, according to the Navy Times. Now, records show that Ramirez, who is a native of Virginia, took over SEAL Team 1 in June. Navy Times reported that, and since enlisting in 1996, he had earned 5 Bronze Star medals, 2 of which came with the Combat V devices, indicating valor and heroism. Also, he had earned 3 Combat Action Ribbons and medals during campaigns in Iraq, Afghanistan, according to the Navy Times. He will be missed, and I hope they get to the bottom of it. And if this was what I'm thinking, suicide, what a terrible, awful waste.
That would be, of course, yes, very, very true, Captain. And, of course, because of heroes like this individual.
Commander Ramirez.
Commander Ramirez, that's right. Because of heroes like him, we have a country. We have freedom of speech. We have the ability to enjoy our constitutional rights for everybody in the United States. And it's just that these are the people that go and do these things to make sure that we can live our own lives. It's really a debt we can never repay.
Now, since we started the show, guess who landed in the United States?
Let me see. Is it the Bankman-Fried?
Yep.
Okay, that's right.
Mr. FTX is on the ground and headed probably for arraignment.
Yes, of course. Yeah, he just was extradited here. The charges are endless, one can say. It's going to be a lot. So, Captain, yes, this is going to be an incredibly important thing because of the crypto fraud that was going on.
And he's pled guilty to the charges against him, so we'll see where that goes. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. It's a great day in the neighborhood. A Thursday morning. We're just 2 days away from Christmas. Ha, 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 ha. Be right back.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us here at the Captain's America Third Watch. To all of you there, God bless America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And as you just heard us tell you, Mr. Sam the Man, Sam Bankman-Fried, is in the United States to face the Piper, if you will. He is going to be apparently cooperating with the SEC and members of the financial community to get to the bottom of everything that's taking place with his collapse of the company he was running, FTX. In further investigation, he has already pled guilty of the charges he's been charged with. So we'll see what happens there. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Now, remember, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com are both owned by Mike Lindell. And you can find something really good at both of those websites. Now, MyStore.com is for more things that you might want to have in your home, like your living room and your kitchen and your dining room and maybe your porch, that sort of thing. But when it comes to the bedroom and it comes to sleeping and all that, you want to check out MyPillow.com. You can get savings over there up to 80% right now. And, yes, you can still get it delivered by Christmas if you act on it today. Got to act today or you're not going to get it. So there you go. MyPillow.com, save up to 80% on the items that are over there. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN to get in there, and you'll save a bunch of money. Now, also, you can call them up. You can call them up at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Call them up. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go, and you'll get those same savings. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got Joe Biden and the administration saying that they have a plan to address the border crisis that it has created. And that is, and wait for this, let's let the states mop this one up for us. You know who said that in a rebuttal, by the way, a rebuttal?
Yeah, it was Senator Marsha Blackburn.
Yeah, of course, she was just kind of picking on Biden as well. She sort of...
Well, right, yeah, she was just characterizing their whatever it is that they would or would not do is simply letting the states mop up for everything. And she's talking about this idea of that once, of assuming that Title 42 is eventually lifted, it's got a temporary stay right now from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, but that's only temporary until it's all heard or some other decision is made. But once that's lifted, there's going to be so many multitudes of migrants who are going to be either coming across the border or need to be processed under what's called Title 8 in Tennessee and also other states. And so they have to wait for some kind of court hearing under Title 8. So they can't immediately be deported out of the country. So this is going to create a huge mess like we've never seen.
Yeah, that could get very interesting very quickly, couldn't it?
Well, of course, of course. And so this notion, and I think she went on to say that basically the administration's turning every state into a border state, every town into a border town. And they have no plan, she says, about the Biden administration on how to deal with it once that Title 42 actually goes away. So they talk about destabilizing, talk about chaos. We ain't seen nothing yet.
Now, we talk every night about Iran in some way or fame or fortune, right? Some way along the line, we get back to Iran, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
Well, Joe Biden, once again, the cat's out of the bag. We're finding out a lot of stuff through these Twitter tweets that were made and whatnot. Joe Biden said way back in November, and we're just now hearing this, that the Iran nuke deal was dead. But we, the United States, are not going to announce it.
Right. This is really big. It seemed to me, Captain, that President Trump caught all kinds of flack for saying that he pulled out of the Iran deal, which he did. Now, this was terrible. It shouldn't do it. And here we go. The Biden administration, Joe Biden himself, saying it's dead. We're not going to announce it. Once again, we've got John Kirby, national security spokesman, I think, talking about the idea that there's literally nothing happening, no progress. They don't anticipate any progress any time in the near future with respect to the Iran deal. This is huge. But also at the same time, though, Captain, what I think the other question is, where the other shoe needs to drop, is what are we doing to make sure Iran can't develop a nuclear weapon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not much.
Not much. And I think it'll get left up. At some point, Israel is going to do something about this if and when it becomes apparent that Iran is either has a weapon, which it may already have, or could be ready to have a system, viable system to deploy it, or what have you. Israel will take action. That's their history, and I think we could take that to the bank.
Sure. Now, Kevin McCarthy, we talked a lot about him tonight. We're going to talk about him again. Kevin McCarthy has rejected the omnibus bill, saying that we're just 2 weeks away from having a stronger hand in negotiations, meaning the Republicans. And he wants the Democrats to just do a CR to take it out till the next Congress convenes on January the 3rd. And this would be one of their first measures to come back in. They've already got a plan on what to project and what to put up first and some things to cut. Because I don't know if you heard this, but there were 1,000 stocking stuffers, we'll call them that, 1,000 stocking stuffers attached to this bill, this omnibus bill for LGBTQ items.
Well, it's whatever it is, it's going to be the parting shot from the Democrat-controlled House, for example. If the situation were reversed, this is always an interesting little test, and just reverse the situation. What if the Republicans were on the way out and the Democrats were going to take over in January and the Republicans were passing a bunch of stuff that they wanted? What you would hear in the news media is they're subverting the will of the American people because the American people have decided they wanted to change who's in charge of the House. And so the Democrats are just doing this right now. A lot of it is, political patronage on their way out the door.
Well, that's true, but it's not going to work. And I think the Republicans are saying the right thing. I think people on both sides of the aisle agree with it because this is pork. It's stuff that doesn't need to be in there. We know that. Everybody and their uncle has got something attached for their home district to say, well, look what I did. I put together a platform so we can have grapefruit trees in the middle of the highway here, and you can go pick your own grapefruit. I'm using that as a ridiculous example, but
exactly. But it's again, it's the idea of trying to throw a bone to your political constituency rather than try to respect the will of what happened in the election. I mean, it's they keep talking about attacking our democracy. Well, wait a minute, don't go start doing stuff that you know that people don't want you to do right now.
Would you do me a favor?
Yep.
Are we a democracy or a republic?
Well, no, we're a republic, but I'm using that phrase because that's the phrase the Democrats always use. They're incendiary with that with that phrase.
And I did that on purpose to get you to explain that so that people understand we are not a democracy. Quit thinking that way.
Right, but this is the idea, though. They truly want to continue to subvert the idea of the way that democracy works within our constitutional republic such that they can bring about, and this is really heavy duty, they literally want to bring about what's called a tyranny of the majority. And that is to say, well, we all voted this way. So in other words, if everybody could vote to take away your car, and they'd say, well, it's just democracy. We voted that. So you're not arguing with democracy, are you? I mean, it's that kind of ridiculous stuff.
And here's a little sidebar to everything that's gone on. We know about the Pelosi house getting broken into and the husband being attacked with a guy with a hammer, right?
Right.
Well, the Capitol Police Chief, who supposedly was assigned to provide security for Nancy Pelosi, said that the Pelosi home was not assessed, not even since 2018, when she became the speaker for the second time.
Well, and that is dropping the ball.
How that's can you do that?
Yeah, that's dropping the ball. Nancy Pelosi has different political ideas than a lot of people across the country, but she is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and she has to be have a security.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more, myself and Kyle Warren, right after this break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Captain's America Third Watch on a Thursday morning.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA News Update. Blockbusters like Top Gun Maverick, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and Avatar The Way of Water, and pop stars like Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, and Rihanna just got one step closer to getting Oscar nominations. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Science on Wednesday announced shortlists in 10 categories for the 95th Oscars, including Documentary Feature, International Film, Makeup and Hairstyling Score, Original Song, Sound, Visual Effects, and Shorts. The launch of a European rocket carrying two Earth observation satellites failed and dished into the sea less than 3 minutes after liftoff from a spaceport in French Guiana on Wednesday. Arian Space, which provided the launch service, said a decrease in pressure was observed in the Vega C rocket's second stage approximately 2 minutes and 22 seconds after liftoff. The satellites would have been part of a constellation capable of taking images of any point on the globe with a resolution of 30 centimeters. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Smile was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
You betcha. Tell them the captain sent you. And let me tell you something about all of this. Because Hero's Mile, and I'm going to spell it out for you because a lot of people are getting the spelling wrong, so they can't find it, and they either send me a message or call me up and go, how you spell Heroes? I can't find this thing. Well, here we go. H-E-R-O-E-S. That's Heroes. H-E-R-O-E-S. Mile.com. Now, this is a group of veterans working with veterans on the problems that they have. And it could be everything from PTSD to TBI to mental or medical or financial or whatever type of conditions. It could be whatever. But they're there to help you. By the way, a lot of these veterans have also been first responders. So if you're a first responder and you're having issues, guess what? They could be there for you. Maybe you're having trouble with your books or with a sales plan or with some sort of plan to get your business going. Or maybe you want to start a business and you're not getting anywhere with a small business administration because it literally takes months to get a hold of them to do what you need to do and get started. Well, these guys are there and they'll get going tomorrow if you're able to get an appointment set up that fast. I mean, this is what they do. This is what they train to do. So all you got to do is check them out at their website, HeroesMile.com. Again, I'll spell Heroes, H-E-R-O-E-S, HeroesMile.com. Check them out at that website. And then after you go there, if you want to give them a call, the number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. I'll do it again. The telephone number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. VET-NOW 2, 888 up front. HeroesMile.com. You're going to be very happy with what you get as results over there. They work with the veterans. They work as the VA does, but they are much more efficient. They do things a lot better. And all I can tell you is if you want it done right and speak to somebody that can speak the language, they're the ones. They're the ones. All right, let's go back to the telephone line. Kyle Warren, the professor of policy. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, while we were gone, did I miss anything?
No, you don't miss anything. See, that's the thing.
All right, well, let me tell you what's going on for the people that are going to the airport this morning and they want to take a little plane ride up to the Midwest. They are starting to cancel flights, okay? They are starting to cancel flights into Chicago. Now, what's coming next is probably Milwaukee, Minneapolis because of the weather, Des Moines. I can almost guarantee that. Missouri, all those areas where we have a blinding snowstorm coming across with snow that's going to be measured in feet, plus the freezing cold weather, probably along the lake. We may see cancellations along the lake, too. But Chicago, definitely this morning, if you're flying there, you may have to find another airline or another airport out of Florida. Just got the word earlier from Jeff and Sarah Solta, who has to now figure out if the people that were going to fly that he was going to take up here to the airport to fly are going to be on another airline.
Well, that's right. So you definitely have to, if you have plans to travel right now, you definitely want to be contacting the airline, look at their website or whatever means you have to check your flight status because things are changing. They will change very rapidly.
Yeah, Jeff was asking, how do you have drizzle at minus 4 degrees? I don't know. You can have drizzle and not snow when it's, different temperatures and whatnot. Where is it? Go to the chat room and see where that minus 4 is. I can't read it.
Let's see. I think that is in St. Paul. I think it looks like St. Paul. So is it the Minneapolis-St. Paul area?
It doesn't have to snow when it gets that cold, remember. It can be something different, and I'm looking at Minneapolis right now. We have snow flurries, and then we have snow squalls in the area, so that's what we got now. When we started the show, we had drizzle.
Right, it's the notion of too cold to snow.
Yep.
And I've heard that expression quite a lot, yeah.
Well, let's do something here that's not too cold to do. In the history of the news media, there's never been a bigger fall from grace as dramatic as what's happened to CNN. Now, the once-trusted source of cable news watched by millions of viewers has turned the channel. Now they might not have a million viewers over the course of a month. And when CNN turned into a cast of partisan political hacks, the fall of the inevitable CNN's fawning over progressive liberals cost them where it hurt the most, in their wallet. Multiple anchors, mainly disgraced by scandal, were fired. Even the CEO of CNN was consumed by a scandal. Basically, the news network President Trump referred to as fake news imploded. Reportedly, nearly 100 CNN employees have lost their jobs since the cable news network started cleaning house. But CNN is attempting to right the ship. Less than a year into his tenure as the top executive of CNN, Chris Light is pushing the company in a new direction. Light realizes how devastating CNN's one-sided, politically partisan reporting has been to the bottom line. It's basically tanked the company. Light recently spoke to the New York Times. Some people might be surprised at what Light deemed the most surprising aspect of his new job. He admitted somewhat begrudgingly that it was the uninformed vitriol of the left. Light stressed that, what proves my point, so much of what passes for news is name-calling, half-truths, and desperation, which was done on this network, meaning CNN. How about that for blunt honesty?
Well, CNN is what a fall from grace. That is exactly the terminology to use. And they squandered every bit of any credibility that they had in terms of being a news organization. This is what they're trying to get back to. I mean, they've seen the light, no pun intended here, of what they would need to do in order to try to win back viewers. But winning back viewers is harder than you might even think at all, because once they're gone, they're gone.
I'm not going back anytime soon.
Well, no. In fact, it's not what it was when it first started. It's not, the mission is not there. The mission became all about Trump and all that kind of stuff. And they banked on all that. And now they're just reaping the whirlwind on it.
Now, the Republican National Committee has announced that the 2024 Republican National Convention will be held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on July the 15th through July the 18th. The RNC had previously announced in August that Milwaukee had won the bid, but they didn't announce the date. Now we got the dates.
Well, that's right. So I don't know. Will we see somebody do a parody of the Laverne and Shirley theme when they go to Milwaukee? We don't know yet. But it's definitely going to be, I think, Captain, by the time the Republicans get there for their convention, there's going to be a lot to talk about. There's going to be a lot to sing about because, of course, the GOP-controlled Congress, House, rather, is going to make its presence known, I think. And people are going to have a very stark choice. This is so important because just like in 1980, when the choice was so very real between Reagan and Carter and what they both represented, I think the GOP could position itself very well to forerun at the presidency and maybe control both houses and the White House.
Now, the latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that some 25% of likely U.S. voters believe that Congress is doing a good or excellent job, which is up from the low, all-time low of 19% in April.
Well, very interesting. There's the old adage, I don't like what Congress is doing, but I love my own representative.
And well, this has to do with a poll that was done since the election of the new Congress.
Right.
Which hasn't taken a seat yet.
Well, yeah, precisely. But of course, the idea is to try to get that up a lot because Captain, without a real consensus throughout the country, it makes things much more difficult.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yep, we'll get into the weather again. We'll tell you about all the snow up there in the Midwest, the upper Midwest, and the freezing drizzle that's over to the east, which is now headed towards the Big Apple, the big city. So that'll be the next place that'll have delays, probably. Check with the airport. Check with your airline. Make sure you got a flight today. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com, That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose, but I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather. Had to call in sick, so he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck. Leroy said, hey, I'm on my way, and he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to the North Pole, all the reindeer snickered and laughed. They'd never seen a deer in overalls and a John Deere tractor hat. But Santa stepped in and said, just calm down, cause we've all got a job to do. And like it or not, Leroy's in charge and he's gonna be leading you. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, looked through the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the across the sky. He makes jingle bells with a rebel yell and made history that night.
Uh-huh, Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. How about that one, Kyle?
I like that. Yeah, that's Joe Diffie, I believe.
Joe Diffie, and he's no longer with us, unfortunately. Diffie, yeah. He died way too young. But, he had a whole bunch of really funny stuff at Christmas time, and it was classy, okay? It wasn't just disgusting like some of this stuff. It was really classy, and he did a good job of it. So I was proud to be able to play that in honor of Joe Diffie. Mr. Christmas, we used to call him.
That's right, yes.
All right, well, Mr. Kyle, Mr. California Kyle, Professor of Politics, sir, what's going on out west? Because now it looks like your map is drying up a little bit, and I got everything in front of me. Holy smokes.
Well, Captain, we still have snow all around the area of Denver, Colorado, and also south of Denver, all down towards Colorado Springs. You have snow coming across the interstate there. It's drifted a little bit south now of I-70 coming eastward out of Denver, but going west out of Denver, you still have snow coming across the road, especially just outside Denver, and then over towards Eagle, Glenwood Springs, and Parachute, so you want to be careful in that area. We also continue to see a dense fog advisory in Northern California near Sacramento, up a little north of there towards Chico, and then down towards Stockton. So you want to be aware of that if you're in that area. A quick check of some of our key mountain passes. It's still snowing in Snoqualmie Pass on I-90. They're advising traction tires, but you're probably going to have to hang iron anyway, so be prepared for that as well. Fourth of July Pass, it's -5 right now. The surface is wet. It looks like we're expecting some snow maybe as we head towards the end of the week and certainly for Christmas Eve, so it'll definitely be a white Christmas there. Donner Pass right now, Captain, on I-80 coming out of Reno, 19 degrees and fog, so that means, of course, it's freezing fog, and so you definitely want to be aware of that. Our winter weather advisories and warnings continue all throughout the West, Montana, Colorado, Idaho, Washington, and also most of the eastern part of New Mexico. The wind chill factors, of course, are the factor here. It is very cold. Also, high winds along Interstate 15 as you make your way up through St. George and Utah all the way up to the border with Idaho. Please be careful out there.
All right, well, I'm going to start this way and tell you the further north you go, the colder the wind chill is going to make it, and more snow depending on where you're going to. Wind chill factors up to 50 and 60 below zero up along the Canadian border. North Dakota right now, really miserable up there, one of the worst states in the country to be in right now. You've got a winter storm blizzard warning coming across I-90 out of Montana all the way across to Bismarck, North Dakota right now. Then it runs down about two-thirds of the way down into South Dakota. If you're coming out of Rapid City, South Dakota, blizzard conditions there all the way across I-90 towards, not quite to Rapid City, but almost to Rapid City, all the way across to just about Sioux Falls. I-90 up there coming out of Montana over across towards Bismarck. There, wait a minute, that's I-94, sorry, I got it reversed. I-94 to the top, I-90 to the bottom. Then you got snow coming out of Fargo over to the east to the northern part. It kind of wraps around the northern part of Minneapolis-St. Paul, where it's really cold right now. I believe it's 4 below zero up there at the moment or something like that. Without the wind, you throw the wind in there, it's like 30, 35, 40 below, and colder as you get up towards Duluth and whatnot. You got a winter storm warning, a blizzard warning for the southern part of Minnesota, for Iowa coming across I-80 through Des Moines, over towards western Illinois. Winter storm warning for all of Wisconsin, upper peninsula of Michigan, the regular side of Michigan over there, the east side of Lake Michigan. Winter storm warning for the entire area. Winter storm warning for all of Illinois, all of Indiana, the northern part of Ohio across I-90 through Cleveland over to Erie, Pennsylvania. Then you've got lake effect snow, which is starting to kick in. Temperatures are a little bit warmer over in New York State, so they don't have quite the cold effect right now that they do elsewhere. But the weather over there, you got snow all the way to Buffalo, then the snow is kicking in all the way to Syracuse, on up north to Watertown, straight across through the Adirondacks. You got a lot of high wind and freezing cold temperatures in northern New York tonight, as well as Vermont, Massachusetts, and Maine. Kyle, it looks like as if we got freezing drizzle up there. The cold temperatures haven't quite hit there yet, but the temperatures are right around freezing, and it is definitely freezing to the highway, the bridges, and the power lines. And then we've got that down I-87 down towards New York and the mountains of West Virginia and Virginia and North Carolina and, holy smokes, Kentucky. I mean, it's just absolutely flat-out miserable. And all across the Deep South tonight, I-20 on down to I-10, bitterly cold temperatures for that part of the country. And it's all the way down now, the central part of Florida, to just about Lake Okeechobee. They've got some freeze warnings down there. How about that?
Yeah, it's really something to see, reaching that far.
Yeah, and there's going to be some crop damage done to some things here, unfortunately, because the temperatures are cold enough to where some of the stuff that's in the ground isn't gonna survive. Okay, well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll be talking tomorrow night, and I'm sure we'll still be talking about this weather, because it's going to be colder where I'm at tonight.
Yes, it certainly will be. We'll see you then.
See you then, Kyle. Take care. Okay, Kyle Warren, host of The Kyle Warren Show. His website to find out more about him is KyleWarrenShow.com. Now joining us, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, her website is FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com, go over there, check it out, and find out more about it. Okay, we don't have a lot of time because I had to take a lot of time with the weather. So just to tease what's coming up, Zelensky spoke to the Congress.
He did. And prior to that, he walked the halls of Congress meeting with several leaders and party leaders and legislators. So there's quite a lot of money in this omnibus bill for Ukraine. And I think they were getting an update, too, that was very different than the normal security updates that the heads of the committees get. So then they snuck him out after his speech. They snuck him out of the building quickly because I think his travel plans to get to the United States and return to Ukraine, it would be interesting to see how that was all was pulled off. Very interesting.
They took him to Poland on a train.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, let's not forget when Russia shot down a commercial aircraft.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting to see how this thing happened. If we ever know. I doubt that we will.
I wouldn't think so for security reasons, but that's just me. But anyway, it's a good thing that he did come. It's a good thing he spoke. A lot of people are saying, hey, wait a minute, they're giving him the ballpark. They're giving him all this money. Well, we'll talk about what Joe B. Biden had to say, Joe B. Biden, because I've got his audio. And on the other side of the break, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get to all that. So don't go anywhere. I got a lot more coming your way with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We'll be back right after the top of the hour news.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.